The Cinderton Experiment. A Blake 7 adventure. Written by Barry Letts. The Cinderton Experiment.
I'll kill him. I'll kill the little swine.
How long have we got?
If we haven't made the hyperjump within 97 minutes, we'll have missed the coordinates, and the journey time will be nearly doubled, and I doubt if the Cinderton would last that long.
He'll be here. Villa's no fool.
No.
Well, not when his survival's at stake.
Tarrant, I tell you, I'm just about at the end of my patience.
These stores trips are always dicey. I've never known you to be so jumpy.
I know this place. I haven't known it since I was kicked out of the academy. If he isn't here in 5 minutes, I shall go without him.
Oh, Dana! Come and give us a hand with these carbohydrate blocks. They weigh a ton.
Aren't they back yet? I'm beginning to get worried.
Oh. You weren't kidding.
At least we're safe from the feds here.
Yeah.
Deeply sorry, madam, but that is not so. I have been picking up transmission from Federation security patrols. They are searching the bars for crash dealers.
What? We must warn them. Slave, open a link.
Come in, Avon. Over.
What is it, Sulin?
You better get your rollers on. The feds are in town. Serverland's lot. Out.
Now we've got to find him. If he lets on where we're heading, it's goodbye to the Cinderton and goodbye to the Star Drive.
No, you were right the first time. Let him stew in his own juice. We've got to get out of here.
Syndexia, that's where we're going. Whoops, I was supposed to keep that a secret.
Here, go on, have a line. Best tabloid spinster. It's only 100 credits a hit.
No, thanks. Brings me out in pimples, Cratch does. I'll have another little drink, though. Secret. Yeah, you won't tell anybody, will you?
You've got half a bottle there. Eh? Well, what about?
What about what?
It's going to take us half the night at this rate. He could be anywhere. This is madness. How I ever came to be saddled with...
Get back!
What is it?
I thought I saw... Yes, look. Piling out of that transport.
Feds.
And Avon said to me, as you usually are.
Everyone, stay where you are. Quiet. Turn off that noise. Have your IDs ready, and do as you're told, and no one else will get hurt.
Is he there? Can you see him?
No, I... Yes. Yes, he's right in the middle of it. What clip have you got in your gun?
Plasma bullets, semi-automatic.
Give it to me. Take mine, it's on maximum stun. Grab us a slider cab, but don't kill the driver unless you have to. We're in enough trouble.
ID?
Here.
Clissac.
Yeah, that's right. Who left Clissac? Yeah. It's all there.
Right, stand up. Hands above your head. What have we here? One, two... Sergeant?
It's all for my own use. It's medicinal, like, you know, I get headaches.
How do you think you're going to get away with it? I could smell you a mile away.
Do you know, that's just what I thought when you and your pals came in. There's always a comic. Stand up!
Spinder, you haven't been doing your homework. This face is slapped on the wall in every station house in the Federation. So, where are your friends, then?
Over here, Sergeant. No, don't try. The next burst takes the sergeant's head off. Lilla, over here. Move it. Move it!
Oh, yeah, sure.
Slave, report.
No sign of pursuit, Master. 12 minutes to position H.
We've lost them.
No thanks to Villa.
How is he?
He's passed out.
For good, I hope. This can't go on.
It's the longest he's stayed on the wagon yet.
I'm not talking about that drunken cretin. He's beyond hope, or we're all as bad. This is the life we live. Chase and be chased. Well, that's it. I've had enough.
What?
Avon, are you all right?
I'm very far from all right. I mean what I say. This has got to stop.
Well, what are you saying? Are you suggesting that we go back to Zenon and settle down?
I know what he means. Anything must be better than the last couple of hours.
Well, I'm not quite ready for my shawl and rocking chair yet.
Servalan has won. You're ready to
That's
let her take over
I'm
the...
That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that we keep playing the game to her rules. We need to fight back. Really fight. But on equal terms.
So what are you suggesting?
We need a power base. We should be able to negotiate with the Federation from a position of strength.
Tarrant's right. If you've got something to say, say it.
Why is it that Syndexa has become so important in the last few years? And how has Madame Gaskier become one of the most powerful women in the Federation?
Since Syndeton ran out everywhere else, they have the monopoly.
Precisely.
Madame Gaskier? Who's Madame Gaskier?
She's the ruler of Syndexia. She's an absolute dictator.
Not for much longer. She's in for a little surprise. It's our turn now. We need something to bargain with. And I know just what that something is going to be. Syndeton.
Who is it? Ah, Captain Fletcher. You're just in time.
Commissioner?
First things first, a drink.
But, madam, I'm on duty.
I insist, a royal command, in a manner of speaking.
You're very kind. A small whiskey, perhaps?
Nonsense. You shall have one of my specials, a Plitka martini. Mm. Very dry and very strong. So, have they persuaded this, Clissac, was it? To reveal any more?
I'm afraid not, although the interrogation was very thorough. Syndexia. They were going to Syndexia. That's all the fugitive Villa told him.
Have you checked the intelligence reports we hold on Syndexia?
No, I'm afraid I haven't.
Well, I have. And very interesting they turn out to be. There. Try that.
Your very good health, madam.
Here's to our better... No. Our closer acquaintance.
Remarkable.
I reserve it for special occasions. Now, come and sit at the table and we can have our dinner while I tell you what I have found out and what we are going to do about it.
But, Commissioner, it's against
Now, you're not going to be tedious about duty and protocol and all the rest of that stuffy nonsense, are you? You remember Lieutenant Gothard?
I think so. A big blonde fellow with the old Deborah accent. I haven't seen him around lately.
No. And he had such a promising career. Now come and sit down and eat your dinner like a good boy. I'm glad you've changed your mind. One gets so, so lonely.
They're all three asleep now. God, how I loathe hypertravel. How much longer?
How long is a piece of string? Answer, compared with what? Well, there's nothing to measure distance against or speed. It'll take as long as it seems to take.
Well, thank you, Professor Sulin. That sorted that out.
Well, it's like the way Syndeton is used up. You couldn't call it fuel, but it just seems to burn away when we're in hyperdrive.
How does it work, this Syndeton?
Don't ask me. I only work here.
Perhaps I should try asking Orak.
Ooh, you could regret that.
Orak. Please tell me how Syndeton works.
Syndeton is one of the rare group of elements which exist simultaneously in the space-time continuum of our universe and in the void of hyperspace, which has been described, in an unfortunately jocular manner, as the nothing that did not exist in the no-time before the so-called Big Bang.
That doesn't make sense.
Quite right. When activated by an electromagnetic oscillation of appropriate frequency and amplitude, Syndeton will provide a bridge between normal space and hyperspace. You will be better able to grasp the concept if I run through the mathematics.
You are familiar with Boolean algebra, I'm sure.
No, no, please don't bother.
It is no bother, I assure you. Now, using an elementary application of propositional...
I warned you.
Well, I think I got the point. Cinderton is a bridge.
Yes, a bridge. And a bridge which is going to carry me to heights of power undreamed of. If it has given our good friend, Madame Gaskier, a world, it shall give me a galaxy. This time, thanks to Avon and his motley crew, I shall be invulnerable.
This time?
Help yourself to wine.
Oh, thank you.
Do you see, Dr. Rossum discovered that...
Dr. Rossum? Who's Dr. Rossum?
Ah. Dr. Rossum is the key to everything. He ran the Cinderton Research Center on Syndexia, you see. And he found that Cinderton can also be a bridge between two brains. Between two minds.
Like telepathy?
Oh, far more than that. If a single molecule of Cinderton in the center of a nanochip were to be implanted in your brain, tuned to the frequency structure of my brain, the fingerprint, as the neurologists call it, you would be completely in my power. You'd hear my thoughts when I wanted you to, and you'd obey my every wish. Now, wouldn't that be fun? Mousse or fruit salad?
Mousse, I think.
An excellent choice. I'll join you.
And that's how Madame Gaskier became the leader.
Once she had a dozen of the local security force under her control, there was no stopping her.
And Dr. Rossum?
Well, you see, Dr. Rossum's researches had gone even further. He was on the verge of a real breakthrough. But Rossum managed to escape, much to her disgust. He set up another research station over 20 light years away, where there was a small planet with an established colony called Kapika. Do you like the mousse?
Oh, it's utterly delicious. What's it made of?
Some sort of giant caterpillar, I believe. A little more.
Do you mind, Villa?
Beg pardon, I'm sure.
Wouldn't you be better off in bed? You look dreadful.
You should see what I look like from the inside.
If we're going to have a council of war, we need him here. Yeah, more's the pity.
Yeah, well, I've said I'm sorry. Sorry, sorry, sorry. What more can I do?
For a start, you could go and sit at the back. The fumes are overpowering.
Pardon me for living.
Oh, thanks, Villa.
So, there's this woman, Madame Gaskier. She became the leader by the slaughter of everyone who stood in her way. Is that right?
Quite right.
So, let me get this straight, Avon. You're suggesting that the five of us should invade and take her planet away from her. Is that the rough idea?
So you have been listening. You're absolutely right. That's the plan. With one small amendment, it's not an invasion, it's a takeover. A coup. If we control Gaskier, we control the planet.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
We'd never get near her.
Dana's right. It's a ludicrous idea. How are you proposing that we do get to her?
Easy. Once she hears my name, she'll dig out the red carpet. When she was much younger, she ran a nightclub in Black City, the Purple Nightingale.
Oh.
I knew her well. Very well.
Oh, so we add to the game plan the betrayal of an old friend. That figures.
And the shuttle is to stand by for Commissioner Sleer from First Light. Tell Commander Modnit to have both ships on full alert to leave for Syndexia as soon as possible after we join him.
Very good, sir.
First Light. I've no intention of getting up so early. Have you?
It'll do them good.
Which ship is coming with us?
Titan. If you remember, she was modified to carry extra troops.
Ah. I feel so safe in your hands. Now switch that thing off. We don't want to be interrupted, do we? And turn off the light.
Tarrant, if you have a better idea, let's hear
no,
it.
No, Avon, Tarrant's right. It's full of holes. For example, the first thing that we have to do is to get hold of some Cinderton. Without that, we've no hope of escape if things go wrong.
This isn't going to be one of your petty heists. We've enough credits left from the Perelman job to buy what we need legitimately.
And if they recognize us?
This isn't Federation territory, and we'll keep Villa locked up.
I heard that.
Happy?
Yes, all right.
And if you're still worried about the stain on my honor, Tarrant, I should point out that you don't know the whole story.
Oh, do tell us.
In a fit of pique, Gaskier betrayed me to the FedSec boys. There was quite a price on my head even in those days. I only just escaped with my life. But she doesn't know that I know that.
How do you know that she doesn't know that you know?
What?
And how do you know that she doesn't know that she doesn't know?
You're feeling better, I take it.
But this is outrageous! The negotiations were finalised. Why is delivery to be held up? I need those acid cannon, and I need them like yesterday.
Madame Gaskier, Your Excellency, I merely point out that in my capacity as head of the Security Commission for this sector, I have the power to recommend a delay, should my inspection prove unsatisfactory.
It's a matter of the utmost urgency. It was all my people could do to contain the Midwinter riots.
Precisely my point. If there is so much unrest amongst the miners, might it not be more helpful to you for us to send in the Federation troops?
Oh, over my dead body. After 17 years, I run this planet, not the Federation. Now, look, we've got off on the wrong foot. There's no reason why we can't come to some arrangement.
Oh, I quite agree.
But no guns. Peaceful travellers, traders, whatever. That's what we are, until the moment
when
I have
guns. 10 seconds to hyperjump. 10, 9, 8. Here we go again.
I didn't have any breakfast.
5, shut up, Villa.
Stand by, Aurek.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh, God.
Aurek, report.
There is no Federation computer operating in the vicinity, from which I deduce that it is probable there is no security guardship operating here.
We must be grateful for small mercies, I suppose.
Forgive me for interrupting you, but there is a planetary defense orbiter in visual contact.
Show me.
Wanderer class Hopper, identify.
Space freighter Pompey. Registered number PJX557552. Visiting to purchase. Request personnel shuttle service.
Very good. Have your ship's papers standing by and be prepared to demonstrate your capacity to fund your purchase.
Now remember, Dana, you and Sulin keep radio silence until you're safely back with the Syndeton. Then stand by to join Tarrant and me as soon as they give the word.
Right.
Tarrant, don't forget that...
Avar, this isn't the first job I've done.
And what about me?
You stay on board. Just try to keep awake and sober.
Well, I'll be. How do you know about that?
It's my business to know such things. Dr. Rossum's nanochip must be one of the most important developments in the history of personnel control.
You're full of bull, you lot. Personnel control. Power. That's what it gives you. And if you think I'm going to pass it on to you the way
you mistake me. I know quite well that you would never consider letting me have the secret.
And you're quite right.
Unless I gave you a very good reason to.
Well?
You like power. Do as I say, and we can share more power than the Empress herself ever had.
I'm listening.
I know everything. I know all about Dr. Rossum and his Gestalt experiments. I know about Kapika. What would you say if I told you that I have a way to retrieve his knowledge, if it still exists?
Now, if you'll all gather
another round.
What's through there?
Through that door, madam, is the private apartments of Her Excellency, which is why, no doubt, the powers that be have in their wisdom...
How much longer? They've had time to stock up the whole Federation fleet.
Easy now, easy.
I'd swear that guide has got his eye on.
Just try to look as if it were the fulfillment of a lifetime's ambition to come and gawk at the palace furniture like the rest of these idiots.
Come in, Avon.
Taran.
In here.
Avon, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Purchase completed. I say again, purchase completed. We're back on board.
Good. Stand by. Out. He's gone. And now for Her Excellency.
This is too easy.
All clear. Come on.
All right.
Anyway, what makes you think she'll want to be reminded of those days?
Keep your voice down.
Hey, you! Can't you read?
I said it was too easy.
When it says private, you know, it's not an invite to come in and sniff round the President's intimate purview.
I wish to see Madame Gascoigne.
Oh, yes.
Be so good as to let her know.
Is there anything wrong, Ruddle?
Nothing I can't handle, madam. Now then.
Gascoigne, don't you recognise me?
That does it. Out!
Remember the purple nightingale!
What did you say?
My dear boy, after all these years...
Well, Gascoigne...
Avon, give the old girl a kiss, then. Quack kiss. Come here. Let me look at you. You don't look any different. Are you still the cheeky little sod you used to be?
You certainly haven't changed.
Twice the woman I was. Tell you what, this calls for a drink. Oh, I can't run to a pint of Black City Boo Juice. But we don't do a bare bottle of bubbly on Syndexia. Double quick there.
At once, Excellency.
And who's this pretty lad, Lynn?
All clear.
All clear.
What's that?
Tarrant, come and meet my old friend.
Of course.
Tarrant, delightful. Give me a hand. Aye. Strong, but sensitive. Oh, you're quite a dish, you. But then you know...
Go ahead, scream. This pretty lad would quite enjoy cutting your throat. It's quite a while since I've killed anybody.
What do you want?
Syndexia. Call it a coup. Call yourself a hostage, whatever you like. If you want to live, you'll do as I say.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, dear, is that blood?
How long is it since you sold me to the feds? 18 years? 19? Well, now it's my turn.
I think...
Hands above your head. You drop that knife.
Well, well. How did you know?
You really should persuade your chatty friend Villa to stay away from the Boo Juice. You've been followed ever since you landed.
You never could be trusted.
And does that make you feel better?
A lot. And as for you, my fine gentleman...
Dana, take us up quick!
No!
Slave, stand by for full thrust. Take us clear for hyperjump at time distort 10. Coordinates for base.
Very good, master.
What happened?
Serverland was waiting for us. Come on, everybody move.
So, who's doing the chasing now?
Wait, Tarrant hasn't come up.
What?
And a big hand to our friendly neighbourhood teleport. Here we go again.
No sign of malfunction this time, Master.
Try it again.
Yes, Master.
There must be something wrong.
Negative, Master.
No,
all parameters normal.
Here's his teleport bracelet. He forgot to wear it.
Because we were all going to the surface by the personnel shuttle.
I'm surrounded by cretins. Right, Villa, you'll take us down and stand by to bring us all back up as soon as I get the word.
But you'll never
just
be able
do
to
it.
Do anything now.
So when you get the bracelet to him, right. Dana and I will cover you. Right, go, Villa, go.
Are you sure? He looks dead to me.
No, no, no. The injector has that effect. He's just out cold. Wake up. We've not finished yet.
Stand away from him.
Vledka, in here, quick.
You heard him, stand back.
Come on, Tarrant, time to go home.
Right, Villa. Bye-bye, Gaskier. It was fun while it lasted.
What is it, madam?
Too late. All very satisfactory.
Just finish off, Avon. That's all I ask. As painfully as possible.
Isn't it remarkable? how we see eye to eye in so many matters. What a pity our collaboration is at an end.
What do you mean?
Pletka, have my instructions been carried out?
Yes, Commissioner. A textbook operation. The commander and his men are now in complete control.
What? How many dead?
Only three, madam. Apart, of course, from the list that you gave us, that has been fully...
You'll never get away with this.
Take her away. I've got work to do.
Come along, madam.
Take your hands off me. I'll see you in hell for this. You two-faced pig!
No! He's coming round.
It's all right. You're back on board.
Well, what happened?
Thanks to your habitual arrogance, you nearly finished the lot of us.
What?
You forgot your bracelet.
And we're not clear yet. Slave, report.
1 minute, 10 seconds to hyperposition, Master. No sign of pursuit.
That's odd. Aurak?
Still no indication of Federation activity in the vicinity of the planet. However, as I attempted to explain before, should they disable all electronic activity, they would be invisible to me.
Oh, that's a great help.
I'm sorry.
No, don't try to get up.
I'm all right.
You might have to take it easy for...
I tell you, I'm all right. I just need a drink. Where are we going?
Back to base.
10 seconds to hyperjump. 10, 9, 8.
Stop the countdown. Back.
No.
All of you. Over there.
Terrence.
What the...
You heard me. Move!
Why, watch it.
This is no joke. If I didn't need you all, you'd be dead. Now do as I say.
Do it.
All this about?
Isn't it obvious?
What? Oh, yes, of course, Servalan.
Precisely.
What are you talking about?
Just do as he says.
That's better. Slave, execute hyperjump. Time distort, 10. Coordinates, 7720-6294-8462-6133.
Yes, sir. 10 seconds to hyperjump. 10, 9, 8.
So where are you taking us?
6.
We're paying a visit to Dr. Rossum.
4.
We're going to Kapika.
3, 2, 1, 0.
You might have let me finish my breakfast.
Now what? Are you intending to hold that gun on us for the whole of the journey to... where was it? Kapika.
What? I don't know what... Why am I holding
this? He's going to pass out.
Swimming. Get the gun.
It's all right. Just take it gently. You'll be fine.
What's going on?
You tell us. You pulled a gun on us.
I know I did. But why did I do it? I just felt that I had to. Like voices
but
in
not
my...
Not anymore.
No, I... No.
You'd better sit down before you fall down.
Well away from the guns, if you don't mind.
But I would... I don't get it.
It sounds to me like a post-hypnotic suggestion. You were out cold when we picked you up from Syndexia. Maybe you were in a hypnotic trance. What did Servalan do to you?
Does it really matter? The point is that we can turn round and go home now.
How do you suggest that we turn round when all directions are the same?
Eh?
He means that we're going to Kapika whether we like it or not. Once we're out of hyperspace, we can talk about going home.
If that's what we decide. Servalan must have a very good reason for wanting to send us to Kapika. I'd like to know what that reason is. If she hypnotized Taran...
My programming makes it impossible for me not to interrupt.
What is it, Aurak?
I took the precaution of logging on to the main computer of Syndexia, as is my wont. I would suggest that the one who calls himself Tarrant was not hypnotized, but had a Synderton nanochip implanted in his hypothalamus...
What?
...which placed him under the telepathic control of this Servalan. Her purpose...
Hang on a minute! If that's the case, why isn't Servalan still controlling me?
I should have thought that will be clear to the meanest intelligence.
Obviously not. Tell me.
The Synderton in the nanochip provides a hyperchannel between the two brains. Once one of them is in hyperspace, the channel vanishes into the void.
Aurak, tell us why we're being sent to Kapika.
It is probable that what is sought is the outcome of the research upon which Dr. Rossum was engaged at the time he escaped from Syndexia and set himself up on Kapika.
Ah, and what was that?
A development of the simple Synderton nanochip to make possible the connection of any number of separate brains and join them into one network, coordinated by a central computer, which would effectively be controlled by the one to whose neural network the total complex was tuned.
Do you think you could run through that again at a gentle trot? I lost you halfway down the back straight.
Don't you see? It would be a gestalt.
That rings a bell.
I should think it does.
Yeah, but what is it?
A hole that's more than just the sum of its parts, like an ant's nest.
No wonder Servalan's after it. All the different individual brains have just become offshoots of hers.
I rather fancy the idea of Servalan as a queen ant. I wouldn't give her eggs to my goldfish, though.
But where do we come in?
Where indeed? Aurak!
Unfortunately, for Servalan's plans, there is a major...
10, 9, 8,
I have not finished
7,
my explanation.
6,
it would be most unwise. You should
3,
be cognizant of the fact
2,
that...
1.
Give us a chance.
Oh. Right, back to base, or do we pay our respects to Dr. Rossum?
I'm afraid you have no choice.
What do you mean?
If you don't do as I say, I shall depressurize the ship.
Oh no.
Servalan. She's got here first.
She has. Sulen, give me that gun. Slowly. Now back away.
Okay.
Thank you.
Commander.
Yes, Commissioner.
Keep them in your sights. If I give the word, terminate them. Vletka.
Yes, Commissioner.
Open a communication link.
Aurak was quite correct. We're going down to get hold of Dr. Rossum's new process, if it still exists.
What do you mean?
Why can't she go herself?
Scorpio, do you hear me?
Servalan. What do you want from us?
I want the pleasure of knowing that you are fully aware of what is in store for you. You heard what your friend Tarrant said.
Why can't you go down yourself?
Why should you believe me if I told you? Ask your own computer. Slave, tell them.
Negative. Unauthorized order.
Tarrant.
Tell them, slave.
Sir?
Give us a first landing report on this planet.
Yes, sir. The planet Kopeka, Earth type 0.87 mass, atmosphere nitrogen-based, with 24% oxygen and no fractions inimical to human life. Largely temperate climate with adequate rainfall to support...
Quite a little paradise, wouldn't you say? Why don't you have a look at it?
Slave, show us.
Yes, master.
It's on fire.
Not quite.
Tell us why Kopeka looks like that, slave.
Yes, sir. The whole planet is intensely radioactive. To descend below stratosphere level would be fatal.
Oh, great.
I see.
Why this should be, nobody knows. Presumably some sort of nuclear disaster. Dr. Rossum is probably dead by now.
So what's the point of sending us down if he's dead?
The information that Tarrant could find for me should enable me to regain unassailable control of the Federation. And even if he fails... I shall be able to go to bed tonight with the amusing, no, the delectable thought that you are all going to die a very nasty death. Goodbye.
As charming as ever.
Slave, initiate landing countdown.
Yes, sir.
That order is countermanded. Abort the countdown.
Yes, master.
Do it!
No.
Deeply sorry, master, but if I'm subjected to contradictory orders, my stability governor will cease to function.
You shall obey me.
Yes, sir.
No, don't!
No, madam.
You shall?
Yes, sir.
Don't listen to him!
No, madam.
Stop it! You're giving the poor old codger a nervous breakdown.
Very well, I'll initiate landing manually.
No!
My head.
Well done, Sulin. We've got to stop the countdown.
Oh, it's only a graze. The plasma bullet just nicked
Villa,
my leg.
Have you got his gun?
Sure, but don't worry. Tarrant's not going anywhere for a bit. He's out cold.
Well, he is now.
What's happening? I've lost contact with Tarrant. Have you a visual of the ship?
I have.
Show me. Ah, good. She's fired her retros. She's going down. But why have I lost control? Why?
She's not responding.
I have taken it upon myself to disable the manual controls, master.
Oh,
once emergency landing procedures have been initiated, they must never be aborted. A crash would be inevitable. I deeply regret the necessity...
Quiet! Positions for emergency landing.
Villa, Dana, give me a hand with Tarrant.
Even you heard what Servalan said. A very nasty death. Do something!
Once the engines go to full thrust, the point will be academic. Unless you're strapped in, you'll be dead anyway. Get to your position. Sulin, is he still unconscious?
Yes.
Strap him down.
What do you think I'm doing? There.
Not so tight, you'll cut off the circulation.
Good.
10 seconds to maximum deceleration.
Oh, here we go again.
10, 9, 8... 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Every everybody all right?
Yes.
I'm fine.
What does it matter? We're all going to die anyway.
Vili, you're beginning to bore me. It seems to have escaped your memory that the outer shell of every ship is a radiation shield.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, as long as we stay inside, we're safe.
Of course we are. Slave, what's the level of radiation outside?
Normal, Master.
What? It can't be.
Forgive me for contradicting you, Master. Prone as I am to error, my sensors are in perfect working order. Background radiation is at the level expected for an Earth-type planet.
But we saw it. The whole planet was glowing.
Yes, madam. At approximately 37 kilometers from the surface, the ship passed through a belt of ionizing radiation, which terminated abruptly at about 32 kilometers. I humbly beg your pardon for having misled you so grossly.
Thank you, that'll do.
Slave, show us what's outside the ship. A 360-degree scan.
Yes, Master.
Jungle. Certainly no sign of nuclear disaster.
Does this mean we're not going to die?
It means a great deal more than that. It means that we can acquire the secret of Dr. Rossum's process for ourselves. As long as Tarrant is out for the count, Servalam doesn't know that it's safe to land. Orak, is there a central computer operating on this planet? And if there is, tell us what functions it has.
There is a central computer bearing 263 degrees, minimum 5 kilometers, maximum 8. Unfortunately, the language used is one with which I am not familiar. A language of confusing texture, similar to the chaotic neural patterning of the human brain.
So, not only does Rossum's secret still exist, but he's got it up and running.
The commander suggests we should descend into the radiation zone.
What? If nobody can come up with a better suggestion than that, why? How is that supposed to help?
Maybe the radiation is scrambling the transmission.
Captain Vletka, you are an imbecile, and the commander is another. I lost contact before the ship started its descent. I'm going to my cabin.
Do you wish me to join you?
Ships. There's a fleet of them.
They're not just shuttles, either. Those are starships.
And all those people.
If you can call them people. Take a look through these.
Thanks. What on earth are they?
What? Oh, let me see.
They've all got three legs. And three arms, too.
Let me see.
Aliens.
Robots, more likely.
But let me see. It's not fair.
Life isn't fair. You'll find that out when you grow up. Here you are.
You certainly couldn't call them androids.
Why are they that purple colour?
Stay exactly where you are. Throw down your guns. Obey me, or you will be shot.
My head. What's happened?
No. You're awake, are you?
What's going on? Oh, why am I strapped down?
For safety.
What? That doesn't make sense.
Our safety, not yours.
Vletka, in here. I'm in contact again.
At once, madam.
Where are the others? Have we landed? What's got into you? Why are you so unfriendly?
You winged me in the leg, remember?
Oh. Oh, yes, I did, didn't I? I'm sorry. I don't know why. I can only say I'm sorry.
That's it. That's it. Don't let her know. Now, do exactly what I tell you.
Please, could you loosen the straps a bit? Just a bit looser. I shan't try anything. Please, it's agony. Why should you trust me? I wouldn't. But she's not here now. Servalan, I mean. It must be the radiation acting as a barrier or something. Please, Sulin, it really does hurt. Look, my fingers are going white.
Oh, you're all right. But no tricks. And only a touch, mind.
Oh, that's better.
I'm getting pins and needles.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry it has to be like this.
You've got her. She's starting to weaken. She's not as tough as she thinks she is.
Don't you find that extra leg gets in the way? I mean, if it was me, I'd be bound to trip over it.
Silence.
Yeah, but I'm interested.
Miller, shut up.
Watch them. Yes, sir.
I'd feel happier if they hadn't taken our guns.
At least they didn't search us. I've still got my knife.
Did you notice, as we drove through the city, there wasn't one real person?
That's right. Just these robot creatures, hundreds of them.
And each one uglier than the next. Why do you suppose they're all purple?
Struth! The economy jumbo size. The daddy of them all. And this one's purple too.
Silence! Why have you come here? You, a tall one. Step forward. Why are you a trespass on my domain? Who are you, and what do you want?
To see you.
To see me? How can you know of my existence? Who are you? What is your name?
My name is Avon. And you, unless I'm very much mistaken, are Dr. Rossi.
Avon? Avon, my dear boy! Just let me get this wretched headset off.
Yeah. Oh, Avon, if I believed in fate, you was just the person to... Oh, you could not have come at a more opportune time.
I'm very pleased to hear it, but why the charade?
Charade? That was no charade. The great Neurobot is part of the plan, and it is designed to intimidate. It's just that until now I've had no opportunity to... Well, I must admit you were just a little bit frightened,
Not really.
You must be Sulin.
Dana.
Dana, of course. And you would be Villa?
Yes, I would be.
How do you know our names?
I've kept my eyes open for your doings ever since your names first appeared on a FedSec computer. Anybody who's an enemy of those rogues is my friend. Now, come and sit down and tell me what it is you...
Sulin.
What is it?
I don't know about you, but I'm famished. We haven't eaten since we arrived in Syndexia. Go on. You could always feed it to me.
That's the way. Slowly, slowly. Win her confidence.
My plans are complete. My people are ready. The great adventure can begin. And now I have you to join me.
Your people? Do you mean the robots?
Oh, but they're not robots. Well, at least they are, but they're far more than that. If I were to tell you that I have... At a stroke, so to speak, that I have solved all the problems of human existence. What would you say?
I think I'm beginning to understand.
But there aren't any humans here.
Oh, yes, there are. Tell her, Avon.
There's some sort of hybrid, half human, half robot, right?
Nearly. The neurobots, that's what I call them. Yeah, it took me a long time to think of it. It's good, eh? Neurobots, Anyway, my neurobots are, in fact, the original inhabitants of Kapika.
I wondered where they'd got to. Yeah. But there must have been hundreds of thousands of them.
Nearly 2 million. And they've had their personalities, their total brain patterns, transferred to the computer brains of the robot bodies, leaving their original bodies just a useless empty shell. And there you are.
But why should anybody want that to happen to them?
Oh, where shall I start? Because there's theoretically no limit to the capacity of the robot brain you're given, there's an enormous increase in the intelligence quotient.
But why three legs and three arms?
Now, I'm really proud of that. A third leg for balance. Think of a three-legged stool. And a third strong hand to hold things while you work on them with your other two. You can see it makes sense. Oh, it's great fun correcting the mistakes of dear old Mother Nature.
And the purple colour?
There is one thing in all this that seems to make no sense at all.
And what is that?
If it's so desirable to be a neurobot, how is it that you haven't transferred yourself?
Ah, you've put your finger on the nub of it. That is exactly what I'm going to do. My time's running out. And you have arrived at exactly the right moment.
I don't understand.
Now that you have come to join me, today will be the day of my apotheosis. By the mere turning of that control, I shall enter into final communion with my creation. A unity of mind way beyond the puny understanding of these lumps of meat we live in. Today is a day I shall become a very god. Would you like some toasted cheese?
Tarrant! Oh, you're such a messy eater.
No, it's no good. It's all going down my shirt.
Oh,
look, there's nothing for it. You'll just have to undo one of my hands.
Oh, yes.
Now, come on. What could I do with one hand? And you can always keep out of reach. Word of a gentleman?
Well, all right. But I warn you, if you...
Remarkable what you can do with one hand. And I gave up being a gentleman years ago.
He certainly seems a trifle disturbed.
A trifle disturbed? A trifle? He's got scrambled eggs inside that box
of his. But what could this great adventure of Rossum's be? We should have found out.
I would guess that all the neurobots function through the king-sized one that Rossum was wired up to when we arrived. And if he's going to transfer himself into that, then he's not so far wrong. He will be a demigod compared to the human race. And then what?
I wasn't imagining it, was I? He did say toasted cheese.
A takeover bid? The rest of mankind? Is that what you think?
What else could it be? And with an army of 2 million all in his control.
I'll go and chase it up, right?
What? Oh, yes, sure. And the most dangerous thing of all is that he thinks he's some sort of savior.
Slave, would a space suit protect me from the radiation outside?
Well, certainly, sir. However, no protection is necessary.
What? Explain!
No radiation?
What is it, madam?
Quiet. Vecna, a gunship with a full complement of troopers, now!
Mr. Miller?
Just the man, the neuro... Just the bloke I was looking for.
I was on my way to find you, sir.
Dinner ready?
If you will follow me.
Villa's a long time. Do you suppose he's all right?
More to the point, what trouble is he getting into? I expect he went to find Rossum.
Well, he's not here.
There's somebody through there. Behind the great neurobot.
Look! Lying on that table.
Villa.
Ah, there you are. A little surprise for you. Villa, come and say hello to your friends.
Hi there. Dinner's nearly ready, apparently.
Villa!
What's happened to my voice?
Look at your hands. All three of them.
Oh, no. What have you done to me?
Well, it takes a little getting used to, but you'll soon feel the benefits.
How dare you?
But you agreed to join me. How else could
you... He was changing back.
I assure you, in a few hours, you'll...
Please, I couldn't bear to live like this.
Once we've incinerated the husk, that's
you
what we call...
You burn them? Body.
Well, of course we do. Always. Hygiene, you know. And then, Villa, you will feel entirely different. All I have to do is press this button.
No! Stop!
No!
You must do it.
I'm offering you the greatest gift.
Tarrant!
Get back against the wall. I mean it. I shan't hesitate to shoot. You two.
Okay, okay.
I should do what he says, Dr. Rossum.
Don't wave that thing at me, young man.
What do you want? What's going on?
You'll find out as soon as Servalan gets here. What's wrong with Villa? Has he passed out?
It's all your fault, Tarrant.
Villa?
If you hadn't forgotten your teleport bracelet, I'd kill you. I'd kill you for doing this to me.
Be back.
This is for Villa.
Ah! My arm! Oh!
Elon, get his gun!
Tarrant, come back. Stop making such a fuss. Is Villa all right?
Far from it. Half his head is blown away. He's dead. I'll have my knife back, please. Oh, have a good mind to stick it in your guts, you bastard!
Dana, it's not his fault. Dr. Rossum, Servalan can hear every word we say. Can you fix it?
Oh, certainly.
Captain Vletka?
Commissioner?
He's in that central tower with Avon and Rossum. Set us down in the courtyard.
Madam?
There you are, my boy. You can wake up now. Wake up.
What?
Avon. Can you hear me, Avon?
I hear you, Sybil.
Tarrant's got away. I say again, Tarrant has escaped. Look, I'm sorry, but...
It's all right, Suling. He's here and everything's under control.
But, Suling...
Yes, what is it?
Get yourself into a geostationary parking orbit. I've got a feeling we're going to have to get out of here fast.
Yes, I hear what you're saying. Out.
Now, listen, Rossum, we obviously haven't got much time. I came here for a purpose and I don't intend to leave empty-handed.
What do you mean?
You're going to give me the secret of Syndeton control.
Oh. You think it's as simple as A plus B equals C? You think you can carry it away on a slip of paper?
No, Dr. Rossum, I don't. I want the brain of the great neurobot.
Never.
You say that you know all about me. Then you'll know that I enjoy hurting people. And if there's no other way...
Hands behind a lot of you. You, slide that gun across to me. Now!
And don't try anything foolish, Avon. We have this place surrounded.
Oh, thank goodness you're here.
Dr. Rossum, are you all right?
Yes, a small attack of angina of my heart, you understand. It'll pass. But it makes it all the more imperative that I should wait no longer.
No, don't let him do it.
Do what? What are you talking about? Dr. Rossum, stay where you are.
If he puts on that headset and operates the control, he'll be out of our reach, yours and mine. That's what we've come for, you and I, to learn the secret of his power. If you let him slip your grasp now, it's lost to both of us forever.
Madam Chevalier, I beg you.
So what are you suggesting, Avon?
We can work together to make him talk and share the secret when we get it.
Avon, no! I've never been one for talking. I'd have thought you know me well enough by now. I prefer to do, and do I shall. If that is where the secret lies, then that is where I shall go.
Don't do it, madam.
I'm touched by your concern, Captain. This headset, you say...
No, you mustn't do it.
Stay where you are.
This is what I've always dreamed of. Oh, to feel the fullness of the strength that's flowing into my mind. I'm launched upon a torrent which is sweeping me away. And the torrent is Savannah.
You must stop her. It has to be controlled.
What? What's that you say?
The enormity of the Union can only be contained by an empty mind. I've spent years of preparation for this day. Her greed and pride will try to multiply themselves to an infinite degree.
You mean a positive feedback?
Precisely that, a howl round. A howl round that will overload the circuits of the brain. You've got to stop her.
Savannah,
can
you hear me? Savala! You won! The long fight is over!
Avon, what are you doing?
Quiet! You are the victor, Savala! Nothing can stand in your way! The Federation is yours! You shall be the leader of us all! The monarch that all shall obey! The great queen of the galaxy itself!
Yes! The queen of the galaxy at last! At last!
And shall be greater still! Servalan! Empress of the universe!
No, stop it! You must stop it! You destroy the brain! You destroy them all!
Yes! The empress of the universe!
What have you done?
It's over.
She's dead.
Is she, Captain Gletka? So what now? Are you going to arrest us?
Go your own way, Avon. There's nothing more for me here.
Dr. Rossum!
That's my heart. Avon, you've killed my dream. You've killed my people. And I think you've killed me too.
I've killed nothing. Your people, your neurobots, were never alive in the first place.
What are you saying?
Sulin, are you there?
Yes, I hear you, Avon. I'm in orbit.
Stand by to take us up.
No! We must take Villa's body with us.
Of course. Villa, wake up.
What? Where? Oh, hi there, Avon. Is dinner ready?
Villa?
Alive? But that can't be. He was transferred to that neurobot that was killed.
You still don't understand, do you? Villa was never transferred. Your neurobots were nothing but automata. No more alive than a computer game.
But what about their bodies? The bodies I incinerated all those years ago.
You burnt them alive.
It was you who killed your people, not I. Nearly 2 million of them. I'd call that genocide, Dr. Rossum.
Oh,
Dr. Rossum.
I'm sorry.
Who are you saying sorry to, old man?
He's dead.
Quick, quick, the glasses. Come on, everybody, grab one.
Do you think this is a good idea?
Oh, come on, Sulin, don't be such a wet blanket. It's not everybody who gets to celebrate his own resurrection.
I think we're all lucky to be alive.
I'll drink to that.
As Villa was still alive, does that mean that Servalan was alive as well?
I wonder. She was still connected directly to the giant neurobot's brain when it blew up.
But... 10 seconds to hyperjump. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6...
But why were they purple?
The Cinderton Experiment was written by Barry Letts and starred Paul Darrow as Avon, Michael Keating, Villa, Stephen Pacey, Tarrant, Angela Bruce, Dana, Paula Wilcox, Sulin, and Peter Tudnell as Aurak and Slave. Jacqueline Pierce was Servalan and Graham Padden, Vledka. Guest stars were Judy Cornwall as Madame Gaskier and Peter Jeffrey as Dr. Rossum. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Incidental music was composed and performed by Jeff Meehan's and the title music by Dudley Simpson. Blake Seven was created by Terry Nation and directed in Birmingham by Brian Lighthill.